too.
Peace.
Two.
Hey, welcome to episode 114 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And today we'll be discussing where we're at regarding our 3-year anniversary, talk about our Valentine's comic, dishing out our Black Doom Awards, creepy comment, and maybe even mention a little bit about driver's tests if we've got the time. But first,
that's a lot.
Here is Tim with the news.
Ah, yes, the news. The news, the news, the news. Well, the big announcement I'm sure none of you know about yet is Sonic the Hedgehog 4 was just announced, Ray.
You know, I'm pretty sure I heard about that.
Wait, what do you mean? This is like the first time we've discussed it.
Right, because last week we didn't have a show, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Right.
Right, right. Yeah. You didn't cheat on me, right? Right near our 3-year anniversary.
No, there's no reason to be jealous.
I know I don't typically listen to the podcast, but I did this week, so I know what you've been up to. Yeah, well, it was much appreciated for John Watts to insult my comic idea and not talk much about Sonic 4, but no, that was much appreciated. Thank you, John. But yes, I would like to talk about Sonic 4 because it just isn't official until Ray and I discuss it.
Oh, jeez. I mean, here was my thing. People last week were like, man, Ray, you barely talked about Sonic 4. And I'm like, well,
I tried.
What really is there to talk about? I mean, honestly, like, I like where they're going. There's only 3 seconds of footage. Like, what else can I really say?
Were there that many seconds? Because it seemed like less. I guess what's left to talk about is there's a certain short set list of questions that you could ask. And if they all come back, you know, correct, then you think this game has to be good. It just has to be because, you know, they got these things down. That's what they say.
Right.
But when you if one of those questions is it episodic and the answer is yes, then you open up a huge can of worms and any number of things could go wrong. Am I right?
I mean, I absolutely agree. I mean, first of all, there's really no real good reason for this game to be episodic.
Correct.
I know the developers have talked a little bit about, well, some could view Sonic 3 as one episode and then Sonic Knuckles as like a second episode. You know, it's like they kind of go together. But diehard fans have been scrounging through the flash code of the website. It appears as though we may be getting like 5 stages as per this first episode. But that is yet to be confirmed, obviously.
There's a number of problems here. First of all, to me, this tells me that they probably don't have a complete game. And they want...
Right.
They're limiting their risk. And they're saying, look, we'll put what we have out there. We'll make a ton of money. And that'll...
Yeah, and if people have problems with it, it's like, well, hey, it's just the first episode.
Right.
You can't expect everything. Whereas if it was actually a real release, you'd be like, hey, this is not good enough.
Yeah, I mean, if you've paid $50 and bought it on disc, it better be darn good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, and so that's a general problem I have with a lot of downloadable titles is the quality bar is much lower because they're thinking, hey, you're only paying $10 for this.
Right.
So it should be 20% the quality of a game you get in store, which is hogwash, you know?
Yeah.
That alone just tells me there's not a lot of confidence or progress yet in making a complete, well-done Sonic game, right?
Right.
Because they're calling it Sonic 4, my guess, and I, you know, it was a speculation, but I don't think an episode's going to sell for less than $10.
I would agree.
And so, in the end, you know, say there's 5 episodes and they're $10 a piece, you're looking at $50, so you're saying, well, what's the problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There is no problem with spending $50 on a quality game. You know, I want that on disc if that's going to be part of a collection. And
yes.
And the thing is, if it does do well and every episode sells well, I know they will end up compiling them and selling them on disc.
Yeah, as the game it should have been from the start. And that's the other thing about being episodic is once they have the first episode out, then people are going to be like, well, why don't you add this to the game now or this to the game?
Because there's going to be a temptation to change things up every time so people keep buying it. But
yeah.
If it was all one game, it would have a cohesive theme and you
yep.
wouldn't all of a sudden add 3 more characters in the second level. You know what I mean?
Right. Some could argue, well, I think that could be a good thing. But I don't think they really made it episodic for the purpose of being a better game.
Right. You don't sit down and say, you know what, this game is too good to be contained on one disc. Right? I mean, that's just not the case. Anyhow, that's the only big news in the last couple of weeks. Not much has gone on in the world of gaming, but
you know, outside of gaming, relating to 2P Starts, you know, we did mention that we'd be setting up phone lines.
We're setting up a phone line where you can leave a message, you know, ask your question as if you did, you know, in the live segments we did in the past, and I don't know, you want to put that any other way?
Well, I think we need to sell it a little better than that.
Yeah, I think so,
you know,
too.
Give us a call. Leave us a voice message, tell us something funny, ask us a question, anything. If we like your stuff, we'll put it on the show.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a question. I mean, I know some people didn't call in because it's like, I don't really have anything to ask Tim and Ray. If you just want to say something, I mean, whatever. If we like it, it's on the show, you know? So,
yes.
Yeah, feel free to drop a line and be a part of 2B Start Live.
So if you want to be the third voice on 2B Start, what number can they call?
You can call area code 740-3P start.
740-3P start, because apparently 2P start was already taken.
Yeah, darn it.
The irony was it was probably us. We just don't remember. All right. Time for comic talk. This week we had Valentinius. And this was our episode 2 in our Valentine card releases.
See, if we had just done 12 last year, I mean, that would have been quality, but...
Yes. How do we really improve on what we did last year? Personally, I really enjoyed how they are anti-Valentines. They're actually negative ones. I kind of wanted to send a few cards to people myself, but I'm like, this is kind of mean. Like, yeah, I don't want to send this to them, you know?
I hope your Valentine's Day sucks. I mean, yeah. The thing is, you can't send those to people that don't understand the joke, the video game aspect.
But you can send these ones to those who don't understand the joke, because they'll be like, oh,
Tetris.
But
Tetris.
They see it.
I mean, everyone knows Tetris.
Who can go wrong with Tetris? Yeah,
I agree. I mean, I think as a comic, maybe it's not as funny as last year's.
No.
As Valentine's, I enjoy them much more. And I think, did you do anything different with the artwork?
Last time I tried to adapt their colors more towards a Valentine's color scheme. And in some ways that hurt the way that they looked just slightly enough to be a little awkward. This time I tried to stay more what they normally look like as sprites, but with coloring that still made them more than just sprite copy and paste, which they weren't. They were all built with vectors. I literally took a square vector and moved it all around as different colors.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, it's so frustrating to see, like, oh, like, I'll just put in the viruses from Dr. Mario, and then there I am, like, square, 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 square. Like, oh my gosh, like, it got a little insane.
What was funny is you came to me and you said, don't abuse the power that I'm about to give you, but... I'm not working Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm like, okay, 30 panel comic, here we go.
Yeah, it sounded like this. Hallelujah, 30 panels, 30 panels.
Yeah, I forgot about that, yeah. I just burst into song when I know I have Ray's free time on hand.
I can imagine you throwing money up in the air during that moment. Yeah, we were actually like, okay, what's the big comic we should do this week with all this time? Yeah. And we're like, oh, crap, Valentine's. Oh, well. We'll just resort to the bare minimum.
You timed this vacation out, didn't you, Ray?
The one thing I would like to mention is we agreed on starting a new thing for Comic Talk where we claim success or failure on that comic, and we have forgotten
failure
to do it.
On us for not doing that lately.
Seriously. But then because Matt Toronto did our guest strip, we forgot after that.
That was a success.
Success!
Yes. Tortoises and Hares success. Thank you, Matthew Toronto. Go Fish, pulling up the cart out of the water.
I'd say that's a success.
I would say success.
Success!
Bioscrap.
Unfortunately, I'd say failure.
Failure.
Yeah, as far as what our level of quality and humor is and how the reception was, I would have to agree failure.
I will say this, though. Failure to me doesn't mean I'm disappointed in it.
Right.
I like it personally, and for kind of a last minute, we don't have a lot of time, I think it turned out pretty good.
And so for this Valentine's comic, I say success.
Success!
I say success.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week is going to go to MIM Godfather, who said, I was listening back to podcast number 60, and it was pretty interesting considering all the comments above and the circumstances of the podcast. I recommend everyone give it a listen if you haven't already. And I had to pull it up just to see what he was talking about. And we get into a pretty interesting conversation with Eddie about, do you take the week off from the podcast, or do you fill it with something else if there's a problem, you know? And so that was a very interesting discussion. I think covered it pretty well as far as kind of the way people react to content that they know and love suddenly changing, you know, the pros mm-hmm. and cons to it. It was actually quite interesting. And it was also a very strange reminder of how unedited those previous podcasts were, because it's like so much of what was going on, I'm like, dude, I'd cut that. And so in some ways I'm like, man, should I be cutting those things that we're saying? Because at some point it kind of settled into that conversation in a way that I could just enjoy it for the next while and not care how much time went by. But on the other hand, I still really want to aim for, let's just do cut and dry podcasts that are quick and funny with no extra blubber on the sides. And that's always a big that's tough for me. It's hard for me.
What's interesting to me is when people start mentioning on a podcast 2 years ago that we said, it's almost like the politicians that they go back like 20 years and they were on some dumb radio show and they said something idiotic, you know?
Right.
They never get elected. It's that type of thing. It's like, you know, you used to say this and now you've totally changed. It's like, you know what?
Yeah,
we might totally change our mind at some point in my life.
You know, Harlan Williams was talking about this. He's like, it's similar to kids being on a playground. We're like, teacher, he said this. Like, I'm telling on you.
Sound like,
you know, that sort of attitude.
You do a good little kid voice, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry if we change our opinions eventually. Because
I'm not sorry.
That was sarcastic.
Okay.
Not sorry.
I mean, it depends on what it is. I mean, it's more if I'm lying. That's where I want to get caught. If I'm lying about something, I want to get caught. If it's more like I've had a change of heart over time, you can't friggin' deal with that. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, my comment of the week is going to go to Sniffit, who said, a nice new batch of Valentines and a sweet message. I forgot it had been 3 years. Seems like only yesterday this comic was on number 6. Continue the great work as always. And my girlfriend is absolutely getting the Samus card. And then he replied to himself saying, my girlfriend thought her Valentine was silly and very nerdy. Thanks for getting me an extra kiss before going to work.
Yes, and I am glad I can give to you what I can't have. Congratulations.
Well, I'll tell you what, I did send Sarah the Samus one as well.
Oh, cool.
Her reaction was, that's the grossest one, but thanks.
I still almost prefer the original tagline we were going to use for that, which was, with looks that good, you won't need a brain.
Right.
I like that one a lot, I gotta say. It was also our first time using Google Wave to...
Yeah, what was your thought on that? I know you hate the interface, but as far as the result...
Dude, that is the worst thing I've ever used. Like, that is probably worse than Flash. I mean...
I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Your opinion is wrong.
Yeah, how dare you? No, I mean, my problem with Google Wave is it doesn't make any intuitive sense ever. Like, there's no like big flaw about Google Wave. It's more of all the little tiny irritations build up into a nonstop irritating button clicking.
I will say this though, the end result though of the comic I think was improved because there was an organized live place where we were throwing ideas back and forth.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Well, before we get into our topic of the week, let's break things up with a little bit of Ricka Ricka
Remix.
With a segment I mentioned a video game remix favorite of mine, who made it and where you can grab it. This week it's a remix of Echo, The Tides of Time on the Sega Genesis called The World's Smallest Giant. Take a quick listen to the sample. For yourself, just head back to the page you grabbed this episode of 2B Start Live from, or the link is right there for those of you listening to our M4A version of the show. And now it's time for our topic of the week. 3 years, Tim.
3 freaking years with you. No, 3 freaking years with me is probably what you're thinking.
No. I don't view you negatively, to be honest. Okay, I really don't. Yeah, there's I have definitely sensed a shift of how much work is going into the site. I definitely feel like I am spending more hours on the site than you are, clearly.
Yeah, I think since you took over kind of putting up the podcast and the comics, there's way more that you do.
But a lot of it for me still comes down to how energized I am about doing a certain comic.
Oh, yeah.
Having been our 3-year anniversary now, I do feel a bit burned out on everything. Like, I don't really have any problem setting up to do a podcast and editing a podcast, but when it comes to the comic making, like, I'm just starting to feel like, again? I just freaking did this, you know? Like, for having done that 157 comics...
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of jokes. That's a lot of jokes and a lot of art, and it's like...
Is the thing empty yet? I mean...
Yeah, it's kind of like, have I really... I think I've spread my wings enough by this point, you know? Like, I think I've really tested this engine. Now it's kind of a matter of, like, do I want to keep it going or not? Like, really, that's what it comes down to. And part of me kind of wants to just stop doing comics and start doing new 2P start things for a while instead. Like, maybe working on some animated videos or something. But what it comes down to every time is, I need to work on the comic for this week, and I'm not going to have time to do a whole animation.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, we have a big comic archive. What are some other cool things with 2P Start that we can do that would be unique to the internet that give us the energy to want to really strive hard for this sort of a product? I mean, I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at this point. It's a very strange place.
To me, I see two possible ends to 2P Start. One is we go week by week by week, and one day we say we're done and we never do another comic again, because I don't want to be like every other dying webcomic out there.
Yeah.
That does they do a number of things. Either they only start updating like every 3 months,
right?
And it's like, oh, we have a comic, here it is. And I don't want to do that either. If we're really feeling like the end is near, we should say, okay, we're going to hit 200 and then we're done. Number 200 is our last comic ever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like that. Or like you say, we start shifting and 2B Star becomes something different entirely.
And maybe not entirely, but it's like, you know what, we're just going to take a different direction for a while and see where that leads us. You know. And in some ways, I feel like if I were to stop, I would soon and very quickly go, what was I thinking? I need to be back on this because it's just not right.
Well, all good things must come to an end, but we are not there yet.
At this point, it's like we're just going to keep drowning ourselves every week and see how it goes.
Oh, boy. Well, off such a depressing topic, what's next?
Rise from your grave.
Some morons lurk behind the shadows, never leaving a comment, even though they steal content from our site.
That's a good point.
How dare they?
How dare they?
They're stealing enjoyment. You know, the music companies, they ask for money, and they'll give you something for money. We don't want money. We want feedback.
We want love.
We want love.
This Valentine's Day, I need a few comments.
We want the approval we never got as children.
Our first grave riser is Mr. Deku. Microsoft can't seem to get much right when it comes to the game room. It's a shame because I'm one in probably the minority of live users who would like to play some of the older games, and it's just becoming more hassle than it's worth. From the way they've been acting lately, I wouldn't be surprised if a future Black Doom Award went to a press release of, "We decided to remove the arcade games that have previously been purchased to enable more flexibility to consumers who can then decide which kind of games they want for their specific game room setup." Grave risen.
Very nice. Well, our next grave riser is John W., who said, "Hey guys, greeting from Gibraltar." Wow. "Rise from my grave."
Rise from your grave.
"Long time reader / listener, and since number 4.
Number
how
4.
How dare you? I hate you, John W. No, I'm just kidding. But how dare you?
But seriously.
But seriously. I hate you
so much. No.
You're that person who's been checking our site for so long who I've been just waiting for you to, you know.
Yeah, let us know like how you found us at number 4. I really want to know.
I would like to know. Please leave another comment so we can say how dare you again.
One more time.
He continues, "I'd like to congratulate you on 3 years of pure win and hope for many more years of laughter." Well, don't hold your breath, but we'll see.
Well, thank you very much. Our next grave riser is David from Infendo. "Figured I should rise from my grave to say,
rise from grave.
Get a room, you two." Really, though, happy anniversary.
Okay, our next Grave Riser is Turtleboats01, who said, "Hey guys, I've been following you for a while, have read through the archives twice, and I'm working my way through the podcast. I love the Echochrome Qbert comic. It's been my wallpaper for a while, but I thought it was about time to rise from my grave."
Rise from your grave.
"Sound like you took every one of those overused sound effects from the Myst series."
And finally, our last Grave Riser goes to Gelatin Skeleton, who said, "Hey guys, I'm tired of lurking in the shadows, so I've decided to buy some AA batteries for my flashlight and rise from my grave."
Rise from your grave.
And we also have an honorable mention of person number three, who is a new reader to the site and has not been around long enough to be considered a Grave Riser. So thank you all very much. Always appreciate your comments. And those of you who are still lurking, it's been 3 friggin' years, okay? If there's anything I want more in life, that's really about it. I just want you to comment.
Exactly.
You know, I will say I have been surprised at how many keep showing up.
I didn't really think this would become an ongoing segment where we have multiple people every week rising from their graves.
It's crazy to me. It is crazy. It really is. And you know, if you do enjoy our stuff, comics, podcasts, what have you, spread the word. Let other people know.
Send us lots of money so that Ray doesn't quit.
No. Well, I mean, you can do it if you want. Sure. I mean, I'll just put it in my bra, but...
Wow.
And speaking of something creepy like that, we had a creepy comment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 568 says, "Congrats on 3 years, guys. Just stay around for another few years so that I can get my driver's license and be at your guys' houses next week."
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Why did you have to go there? Now we got to call the police.
Within the same week? That's kind of... it's quite the drive there, dude.
Oh, man.
Speaking of driving tests, I'd like to go off topic.
Uh-oh. You had to take a driving test? I thought you already drove.
No, I mean, this is not recent, but okay. I was reading his text while driving. You know, it made me laugh so hard when he mentioned that he's going to get his driver's license, because I remembered when I got my driver's license when I was 18.
I was as well, yeah.
And I just remembered how I had failed the test 3 times.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And it just made me so bitter and angry at that moment, because I'm like, you know, here's the thing. Like, taking the test on the computer screen was fixed for me. Like, I could not do the computer screen test. Once I took the written test the 4th time, boom, pass it, no problem. No problem at all. But it was something about the images that they would show on the computer screen with the test, because it was like almost like these placeholder generic images that would go with a very specific question. And it would really throw me off. Like, they would have a picture of like a stoplight, and then the question would be nothing about a stoplight, but kind of similar, but just enough to get me like, wait, so am I at a stoplight or not? Because I'm really confused right now. Like,
this, I would think that would be something that gamers would do well at, but apparently...
It was more like, hey, we're just going to throw some clip art on the side here during this test that has nothing to do with anything, but will severely throw you off when we mention a specific color, but a different color is showing in the picture, you know?
Wow.
Like... It was also filled with tons of questions that really did not need to be there. My favorite was always, you're about to take a right turn through a crosswalk, and there is a person walking across the crosswalk with a cane. And on the end of this cane, it is a colored tip. The color is like yellowish green.
How old is the person?
What does this indicate? Is he blind? Is he deaf? Is he mute? And I'm like, hey, I got an idea. How about I don't hit him? I don't care. How about I just wait for him to cross the crosswalk and then I'll go? Like, the other thing I never got was like, oh, hey, we will never, like, it is not part of the requirement to parallel park. You know, that is kind of a normal part of driving. Like,
that's a tough thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, I should learn how to do that. But it's like, but here's the thing. I was driving with John Watts and he parked his car and he kind of like rubbed up against the curb a little bit. I'm like, whoa, you can't rub against the curb. He's like, no, you're supposed to kiss the curb. No. In fact, I remember if you touched the curb while parking, you would automatically fail the test. Which always seemed like, wait, why would just barely touching the curb at basically a stop position be like, fail? Like that, I'm sorry. No, you cannot get a license for that. That is too dangerous to have
graffiti.
This person...
You marked up the curb.
It's like, you might accidentally kill an ant on that curb. Like, you might squish him. You cannot have a license now. Like, it was... Come on. Yeah, like, parallel parking. Oh, we don't want to test people on that. Yeah, that's okay. We'll let that go.
You know, the only way I see you failing is if you break a law or kill somebody. You know, it's like if you break a driving law, that should be a failure. If you don't break any laws and you get from point A to point B, what's the problem?
I know.
Yeah, I don't get it. Well, I passed my first time.
Congratulations, dude. Yeah,
I'm not a bad driver. What can I say?
All right, fine.
Although I probably have more tickets than you, so maybe that is.
That's true.
Do you have any tickets?
I got one. Yeah.
I have two tickets, and my car got impounded at one point.
Oh, wow.
I think I was technically arrested. I don't remember. I'm not kidding either.
Was Lily in the back when this happened?
No,
is
this
she going to be
before,
scarred for life?
This is the BC days before children.
Well, it's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the most atrocious character Sonic Team has ever created. The Werehog. I mean, Black Doom. Well, this is a long time coming. And really, I don't know who to blame on this one. But my Black Doom Award is going to go to Sega, Sonic fans. I don't freaking care, all right? Here's...
We already talked about it. It's episodic. It sucks.
No, it's not related to that.
Knights is in Superstar
yes,
Racing.
Yes, it has recently been announced that Knights will be in Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing.
Yes!
But he is only going to be the person waving the checkered flag.
Oh, crap. I'm not getting the game now. Forget it.
I really would have no problem normally with Knights being in the game. I really normally would have no problem with Sega including a character for having fans ask for it. But my thing is consistency, okay? When you set up rules, I want you to follow through. When these little whiny six-year-olds are emailing Sumo Digital and be like, where's my Knights? They basically say, stop emailing us. We've made all our decisions. The characters are final. There's no time left to do such a thing. Then they say, you know, because you guys made such a big deal, we put Knights in the game waving a checkered flag. And then all the people who asked for him are like, yay, we kind of sort of got what we want. But really, this sort of sets a bad example for all future games. Because now it's like, hey, last time we whined 1,000,000 ways, we sort of half got what we wanted. Now we will do that for everything. It doesn't matter. Even if they say, final decision, we've made all our choices, nothing you can say or do will help. Oh,
just
but
keep whining.
And really, what I have to ask these little losers is, dude, is this really what you wanted? How sad is the Knight's character? If the best we can get is like, awesome, I've been waiting so long to see him in a racing game waving a checkered flag. Like, is there any
He's basically
more...
Lakitu at this point, right?
Is there any more of a sadder image you could possibly put? Like, this is
well,
where we're
it,
at?
It
this
speaks
is pathetic.
To, it speaks to the lack of quality in the Knight sequel, right?
Absolutely.
And the probably the lack of sales there because the game sucked so bad and the graphics were horrible. And again, this is Sega ruining a franchise that should have been, you know, treasured forever. Now
it really
should
have.
We got one good game, a crappy game, and a checkered flag. That's about it.
That's
right.
Oh, and he plays tennis. Don't forget that.
I mean, good for you guys for complaining enough.
It is kind of cool to see him reference specific people. You know, like that would be pretty crazy if I whined out my eyeballs and then had him mention. Oh, and thanks to Little Crybaby Ray at 2P Start, we had to make sure Sonic had the belt buckle on his shoes, okay? Like, yes. Awesome.
How dare you?
Yeah.
On the one hand, you will see his face more often because he's not in the cart where you see the back of his head. But you would imagine they would do some creative things with his moves or with his cart.
Whoa, now,
would...
hold on, Tim. I thought you said who cares? Hold on. You're going back on your word now.
Yeah, you said in a podcast.
Teacher.
All right, well, my Black Doom, this is a long time coming as well. Zone Sega. Ah, yes, the follow-up to the Zone 40, which we gave a Black Doom Award to back in November, I believe.
Well, did we give it to the Zone 40 or to the pharmaceutical?
I guess it was both. We gave it to the Zone 40 for existing, but we mostly gave it to the way it was advertised. So basically, it's the Zone 40. They took 10 games out. They added 20 Sega games, and they let the other 30 crappy games that you'll never play on there, so they could say there's 50 games. Now, I want to know, why isn't it the Zone 60? Why don't they just leave all 20, you know, on there?
Again, it's just one of those, how sad is it that Sega is now in this position?
This is why, I mean, you know, as much as people are like, oh, I'd love to play a Nintendo game on my iPhone, but you know what? They're not going to whore out their franchises, and their quality's still there, And Sega, I'm sorry, it's not. And a Zone Sega is a pretty embarrassing product.
I do want to add, though, I think Nintendo is missing out with not doing any games on the iPhone. While I do agree, preferably I would like Nintendo to keep all their stuff on their own consoles. That's just how I work. But when I see a Pokemon-style ripoff game on the iPhone, my first thought is, why isn't Nintendo doing a Pokemon game on the iPhone? Because you could do some really cool stuff through your 3G network, basically. You know, where like you trade Pokemon with people right next to you over a Wi-Fi signal, you know, like it's just, you could do so many cool things. And it's like Nintendo is completely missing out on this. Well, and yet I'm seeing advertisements for Pokemon 5th generation or whatever, right? And people are like, oh, hey, look at this cool new Pokemon. And my question is, can I move diagonally? That's all right. I want to know.
Well,
have we advanced this game enough that I can move diagonally? Or are we still playing off the same ROM from like 10 years ago?
Yeah, well, there's two problems. One is that Nintendo isn't interested in using a 3G network because they're barely interested in using Wi-Fi, you know?
I know.
So say you put a great Pokemon game on the iPhone, you make, you know, millions of dollars. Well, you could have sold a bunch of DSs to kids, the few kids left in this country that don't have them, with a new Pokemon game, you know? And then they're going to buy other DS games. So it's a business decision, you know? But
where does Nintendo go from here as far as handhelds are concerned? What's their next step?
I just like the technology to be a little up to par. I don't want to see anything crazy. The camera thing with the DSi doesn't appeal to me. Motion control, I don't want to look like an idiot throwing my DS around the room, you know?
Yeah.
Just a quality gaming experience, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be the next thing. It just has to be better.
Well, looks like it's time to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been unintentionally ignored over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are still interested. Our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions, so this week's song was submitted by Supersonic 24. It's the AO Iconoclast theme from BlazBlue Calamity Trigger. So that will do it for this edition of 2B Start Live. Remember, you can be a third voice at 740-3P-START. Join us every Thursday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
I got on my Xbox that day when I was like, oh, I'll go download the Sega All-Stars thing, right? And it's like, oh, hey, like, your gold member's out. Do you want to reset to silver? I'm like, yeah, sure, reset to silver. Try to download the game. Hey, you're not a gold member. You can't download this. Like, all right, come on. What is this? The one time I need a gold member thing.
Yeah,
it's
when's
gone.
The last time you played online on your Xbox?
Does it have online? I guess I didn't realize.
Hope you enjoy your $50 demo of Superstar Racing.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Well, no, like I said, it's like insurance, okay? Like, if you don't buy insurance, you will be pegged for millions of dollars of damages. Right. But if you do have insurance, nothing will ever happen. That's how I take a gold membership.